Good morning. One thing before we get started with our children's message, I forgot to write up a little note for Pastor Stacy, but I wanted to thank everyone who donated items for our Savers Drive. We turned everything in and we collected over 2,100 pounds of articles of clothing and blankets and shoes and bags to be turned into Savers that provides a little fundraising for our church, but all of those items will also be made available for people who need them. So thank you all for supporting our Savers Drive. Now, friends, have you ever seen something so surprising, so beautiful, or exciting that you could hardly believe what you were seeing? Maybe a beautiful double arch rainbow across the sky. Or if you're staring out a window sometime during a storm and you see these amazing flashes of lightning and you have to turn to your mom or dad or whoever you're with and say, "Whoa, did you see that too? Did it really just happen?" Or maybe you have been somewhere like the Grand Canyon or up in north to see the beautiful, amazing sequoia trees. Maybe you've been to New York City or someplace like that and been able to stand at the base of a skyscraper that looks that it goes all the way up into the clouds. These things that are just so big are so amazing that it's hard to actually believe that they're real. And you need someone else to confirm what you saw so you actually know that it's true. Today in our gospel lesson, we're just talking about how when Jesus was living on earth and he took three of his disciples and went up a high mountain to be apart from all of the crowds. And when he was there, a great change happened. His clothing became so glistening, so brilliantly white that it was whiter than freshly fallen snow or cleaner and brighter than any bleach could make our pieces of clothing. These disciples had been with Jesus for quite some time. They'd seen and heard his teaching. They'd witnessed his miracles. They had a good idea of who Jesus was, but it's possible that they still might have had some doubts. They may have been hoping for some proof to be sure that he was really the person that they thought he was. Back in those days, there were lots of people who pretended to be prophets or pretended to be people that had been sent from God, but really weren't. And when they saw this, the disciples started to be frightened and couldn't believe their eyes at what they were seeing. But they got some amazing proof. Right there, as their teacher and friend was changed, a cloud came over them, and a voice came out of that cloud. That voice was the voice of God. What they were seeing was so surprising, so beautiful, and brilliant that those disciples needed to hear God's voice tell them that what they saw, they were actually seeing. And God's voice said, "This is my son. Listen to him." Now, we didn't get to have the same experiences that those disciples did. We didn't get to be with Jesus and actually listen to him teaching or see the miracles or be up on that mountain like Peter, James, and John. But we do have some great evidence all around us where we can see the mighty work of God's hand. We can also read the truth in Scripture. There on the mountain, God announced to those three disciples, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And that, my friends, is the best advice for us today and every day. This is Jesus. Listen to him. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, thank you for the truth of your word. Help us to trust and to keep our faith in you. Even when we can't see you, help us to listen for your voice. Thank you for sending your Son to teach us how to live and how to love. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.